Well, with lockdowns in New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia, a lot of us are worried about our futures. So it's no surprise that the National Australia Bank's Consumer Stress Index out this morning shows people are struggling to pay their rent or mortgage, while others are anxious about funding their retirement nest eggs. NAB Chief Executive Ross McEwan says a faster vaccination rollout is the only way to avoid more economically damaging lockdowns. He's speaking with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, certainly as the lockdowns go longer, we are starting to see more customers ringing in looking for assistance. Last week, for example, was about 10%. This week, it's the volumes up about 40%. So the longer the lockdowns go, obviously the more people it impacts, and their financial buffers start to get hurt.
When distressed customers are calling in, what are they telling your staff about the difficulties that they're having during the lockdown?
Well, the big thing that they're worried about is their ability to pay, particularly their mortgage or even things like their credit card or personal loans. Or, and if it's a business, you know, I need some buffers to get myself and my staff through this. So these are the calls that we're taking and able to help customers find their way through this. And the piece that's really important to remember, it's not their fault.
How much pain is being felt, though, by low-income groups who rent their homes rather than own them and live from paycheck to paycheck and probably don't have the financial buffers that other customers might have?
Let's be quite clear, this hurts. That's why we want people to call us early so that we can intervene with them and put in place some sort of arrangements.
Like other major banks, you've reinstated loan repayment deferrals because of the lockdown, but are you now bracing for defaults that might see people lose their homes or their businesses if they can't get back to work and the lockdowns continue?
Look, we've had no foreclosures of a single homeowner impacted by COVID over the last, what's been 14 months. Our intention is to keep homeowners in their homes as much as we possibly can and work with them. And we want to get people through this. I go back to my earlier comments. This is not their fault.
But in the end, you're a bank and you need to make money. So how long can you hold back from foreclosing on mortgages?
There will be some situations where customers, it's the best thing for them to do to put the house on the market if they themselves don't see themselves getting back into employment for a long period of time.
Just to the vaccine rollout, how critical is it now to get those vaccines rolled out faster, given what we're seeing with the spread of the Delta variant?
This is now the way the country gets out of this COVID situation. Getting people vaccinated gets us back to the freedoms that we had pre-COVID. And it does come down to getting as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible. It is the answer to getting back to what will be normal life after COVID.
The Prime Minister's been copping a lot of criticism over the slow vaccine rollout and confusion over who should get the AstraZeneca vaccine and who shouldn't. Does he need to lift his game?
Well, I think it's around supply that's the big issue. We've got to get more supply, and we're hearing that the government has secured more supply coming in at 1 million cases per week now, which will be fantastic. And really, it needs us all to get out there, and once these supplies are there, roll our sleeves up and have our vaccinations.
So have you had your vaccination?
I've had my first one. In the next 2 weeks, I'll get my second one. And I'm encouraging every staff member, as soon as they're available to have it, let's get on and get it done so we can get back to normality.
Are we at a critical point that without wider and greater vaccinations, that there will be more lockdowns and we'll remain hostage?
Look, I think we're seeing that right now because we don't have a vaccination rate, you know, up in the sort of 80s or 90s, we're having to close down with this latest variant and close down very severely. But we've got to get the vaccinations before we can move to the next stage, which is less of these lockdowns.
Of course, it's all in hindsight, but should the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian have acted harder and much earlier, putting a ring fence around Sydney's eastern suburbs, given the spread that we're seeing now?
Well, I think if we look at New South Wales history, has been pretty good. This variant, though, is very rapid, and New South Wales is having to be much more severe in its close down than it would have intended, I think, originally.
There seems to be little doubt that the economic rebound will take a hit with a negative GDP reading in the September quarter, but how worried are you about the risk of a second GDP contraction and a possible double dip recession?
We certainly look like we'll be going back into negative territory, but what we have seen after each of these lockdowns, the the opening up does bring economic activity back very, very quickly. We're still seeing unemployment at a very low level, 4.9%. By the end of this year, we'll be around the 4.8%. But that won't be the case with more severe lockdowns.
NAB Chief Executive Ross McEwan speaking with Peter Ryan.